the kind of meat that, well, let's say you take the trimmings and cook them up and grind them and slice them and grind them and season them.
Sausages.
Huh?
Sausages.
Okay. Do you used to make that?
Sure do.
How do you make that?
Well, you just get your portion of the lean, a portion of the fat, grind it, and your sausage meal. And then take you some sage, black pepper, red pepper, salt, mix it in there. You get a season just like you want it. Always, now my rule is I always take me a little piece and put that on a skillet or something and cook it and see if I got it seasoned like I want. If it ain't, I put some more seasoning in it. That's the best way, but now you can buy the season already fixed together. So much to so much meat. That's how many pounds you got when you just get enough season for that much meat. And that's all right, but I like the old home remedy the best. I like to use black pepper, red pepper, and sage. Give it a better flavor to meat.
What about the person that kills and sells meat? You'd call him the...
Let's see. I don't know what you call him.
Well, at a store, the person behind the meat counter, he'd be the...
They said the man working the market.
Uh-huh.
Meat market.
Mm-hmm. You say if meat's been kept too long, you'd say that it doesn't taste right anymore. You'd say the meat is...
spoiled.
Okay. What do you make of with the inside parts of the hog? What parts of those do you eat?
Some folk call them chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
Some folk call them Kentucky oysters.
Kentucky oysters?
Kentucky oysters. All the peoples up north, all my wife, sisters and brothers, but one, well, she got one sister here, is up north.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they say they call them up there.
That's the same as the chitlins?
That's the chitlins, but they call them Kentucky oysters up there. Do you know Mr. Willie lives in Forest? So. He taking a vacation several years ago. He said he went up north and he said he went in a restaurant to get something to eat and asked the man what the hell. Man gave him paper there, everything he had. He asked him, what was Kentucky oyster? And said the man told him, said, now y'all way of saying, y'all say chitlins. Said we don't, said we call them Kentucky oysters. And he said he said he'd try some. Said he liked them, but none of his people here didn't like them. I think his wife eats some. And I killed several hog for him down there. And he'd always want my wife to dress him some of them children. He'd get to town, cook them, eat them.
What other inside parts of the hog do you eat besides the chitlins?
Well, that's